If you go deep in the Blammo archive or listen to me lament my wardrobe choices over the years, you'll find that I only recently have started to find my style. Someone who has helped me a ton with this is my friend Patrick Johnson of P. Johnson Tailors. For starters, nearly everything that comes out of that brand and workshop I want. But it's funny because when you boil it all down, it's actually very simple stuff. And when I think of what a solid wardrobe needs to be these days, the essentials are always from P. Johnson. So what on earth has he been up to? And where did this turtleneck under the shirt vibe come from? And what the hell is Richard Gere doing on every single person's mood board? Patrick checks in and tells all. It's Blammo Extra, and Patrick Johnson is back. So how are things? Yeah, I mean, it's we're in this kind of like new sort of era and no one's going anywhere. What has that been doing for you, just kind of being stuck in one place?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, there's a negatives. It's a challenge running a business, and but you know, these are all challenges you can kind of overcome. I don't know. You know, we were before COVID, you know, getting on a plane once every 3 weeks. And now you're here. So it's had its positives too, you know, you're kind of less time in airports and less time on planes. But, man, I'm really missing the States and I'm really missing Europe and Asia and all our friends. That's, you know, challenging, but there's a lot of people a lot worse off than we are and having facing much larger challenges through COVID. So, you know, we just sup and move on and make the best of it.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. That's true. Other people have other stuff that are happening, but I feel like it's all relative in the sense that people's worlds are being radically altered and they're kind of being forced to adjust to whatever a new lifestyle or a new sort of way of living is. I mean, when everyone was at home, it was just like, you know, people were all wearing sweatpants and sweatshirts and stuff. Did that happen to you at all? Did you bust into the casuals?
Yeah, a little bit. Personally, did I bust into casuals?
Yeah.
Personally, yeah, a little bit. Like, I mean, the thing is, in Australia, it was quite different. Like, it's not quite as extreme, but yeah, like we did a little like casual collection for that, and you could have evolved and move around a little bit. But I think you guys have had a bit of a longer kind of run there. And in the first wave over in Australia, we were sort of in our very mild winter. So it was like, you know, like the temperature now where it's like 15 degrees Celsius, it's not too bad. So, but it did change a little bit and it made you look at what you're doing. And I think some of those trends that were happening and would have rolled out over the next 5 or 6 years just happened over 5 or 6 kind of days. Just went boom, we're here now. So, you know, we were lucky to kind of be able to be sort of quite flexible and see what was needed, I suppose.
Wait, really? Like, what are, like, could you give me an example of like one of those trends?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, you know, the obvious one is just the, you know, we're still, a lot of people are still wearing suits to work, but not as many. So our clients are coming in and going, cool, can I get some casual trousers? I want some casual shirts. I want this. You know, we started doing a lot of more stuff for kind of exercise. So, you know, in-house in Melbourne, while our seamstresses weren't as busy because Melbourne has had a really big lockdown and they just came out 2 days ago. It was like, I think, don't quote me on this, I think it's the longest day lockdown in the world of any city. Melbourne had a really long one. Our seamstresses, we couldn't have clients in. So we said, cool, let's make these trail shorts in-house in Melbourne. We made a whole bunch of them and they sold out super quickly. Because that's because all our clients are, you know, they're exercising more. They're going hiking, they're going running, and they wanted that. And then we did a few other pieces like that as well, just slightly casual stuff, some gilets, some reversible gilets, some so all those little pieces. I mean, another good example is we did a drop of sort of sweatshirts, which we call trackies over here, and trackie pants and sweat tops here. And we did that at the start of COVID. We actually had planned to do that but it just happened, the timing was great, man, and they went in like 4 or 5 minutes, you know, because it was, the timing was great for it. And you're right, everyone was on the couch. So yeah, I think people's needs sort of changed and we're now coming out the other side of that and we're seeing like, what does the new normal kind of look like in the workplace? What are some of the things that are going to stick around permanently and what aren't? So we're getting a bit of an idea of that now.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because it, and you know, it also sounds like your design in terms of the sort of the hiking shorts and all that other stuff, like it was a bit of the like P. Johnson DNA, but definitely informed and you know, asked for by the fact that people are all trying to exercise or find some way to like be outside and move, but still look good.
We're developing that stuff just on the back of class going, hey, what should I wear? And I go, well, these are cool. And it's like, hang on, actually, let's make one because we feel like there isn't something in the market. I mean, there's obviously some really good people who make shorts, but we kind of wanted something that was a bit elegant. And you could wear as a sort of trail short, we call here, or also a swim short, so it doubles up. Because often here you're going for a walk, but you go for a swim halfway kind of thing. You want something quick dry. We did one for tennis because a lot of people are playing a lot more tennis now. You know, got more time on their hands. They're working from home. They don't have that commute. So we've done a whole bunch of stuff for golf as well, which we sort of had made golf stuff in the past, but not really sort of promoted it as a thing. So we've done a whole bunch of like, we did a polo shirt just for golf, which we developed. We did some special golf trousers, which are like a cotton linen blend, but really good for golf and have this stain resistant thing. And there's all that stuff, man. So it's been quite good fun, you know, kind of building out those different parts of the wardrobe. But as I said, it's kind of those things are getting a bit speed up now. And people, I think, especially in Australia, you know, Australians are crazy travelers. We're always, you know, always traveling. So they're here now and they're going, cool, let's go and experience the country and enjoy it. And, you know, they're getting out to the country a lot more and they're playing a lot more sport and doing all that stuff. So, yeah, we're just trying to fill in those little gaps in the wardrobe.
Yeah.
These guys as much as we can.
So, I mean, I kind of want to get into some nitty gritty stuff of design because of all of the clothing brands out there and, you know, you guys are a perfect blend of really strong ready to wear, a lot of good made to measure. But the wardrobe that you guys are always kind of curating, selling, communicating is like a very sort of timeless aesthetic. There's no heavy logos. I would argue, and I say this politely, the collection of what you've done a few years ago to now, they all blend together in the best possible way. And the fact that like, it's a vibe, it's an aesthetic that you're constantly communicating versus that, you know, say a high fashion designer company may say, you know, oh, fall winter 2017 versus our fall winter 2020, they wouldn't even fit in the same room. The design is so far off. So the kind of question more that I'm getting to is like, when you're making clothes and you're sort of designing things, what does the process look like? Because, you know, it feels like every single one is like a tiny jigsaw piece in a larger puzzle of your guys' vibe.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting one because the process isn't always the same for each kind of piece, but it generally comes from, you know, what do I want to wear and what do the boys that I work with here want to wear? We've got we use Slack here. Like, I know you're pretty keen on Slack, but we use that a lot. We've got a big group and post up stuff. They're like, hey, we should develop this. We should develop this and bring some ideas, but it's really filling in. How do we want to dress? Well, how do we want to do this casual wardrobe in this sense? And then there's also your clients. So some of them will come with some cool ideas and be like, yeah, that's wild. Let's make a one-off. You know, 95% we make is still custom made, but we do some ready to wear. And it's the first season we've done some bigger pieces ready to wear, but it's mostly custom made still. And so the client will come in and then we'll kind of look at that and go, cool, how can we get that in a sort of cohesive look and what fabrics do we use? We're working with these, you know, in Italy and in Japan, mostly a little bit in the UK. You get the fabric, you're like, cool, this is amazing. Like, what's best to you? What best uses for this? But in terms of that aesthetic, like the idea is with our business is, you know, it's all set up so you can helping our clients build their ultimate wardrobe. And that has to happen in a way that's, you know, not wasteful. So hopefully we give them some good kind of fun ideas along the way and they can kind of fit into what we're designing.
Yeah. I mean, I think whenever people ask me about P. Johnson and what you guys are, I'll show people the site and stuff, but I always tell people like, oh, have you heard of like Cuccinelli? And most of them, you know, are like, oh yeah. Like, have you heard of like Loro Piana? I'm like, this is easier custom and not so overpriced. Like, and it's, you know, and the reason why I always like bring that in is because of like the sort of like world that you've built. While there is a lot of overlaps between that sort of cool Italian luxe, I feel like so much of it really maps the aesthetic of like you individually, like you, Patrick. And I'm, you know, and I know when we talked first way back on the pod, like you told more about your life story and stuff, but like your design aesthetics of like how you envision yourself, like what are the sort of things that you're pulling from?
Yeah. I mean, you're kind of looking at that. Firstly, from a design point of view, right? We want something unique. Like you're trying to do something that is us. I don't want to go and look at what someone else has done and go, oh, that's cool, let's go do that, because that's just boring, right? And there are these amazing companies out there doing incredible things all the time. And you want to be having your own journey, and you can borrow from people, but really like develop your own aesthetic. And I think a lot of that comes from Australia, you know, from our lifestyle here as well. You know, we have a pretty outdoorsy lifestyle. It's pretty clean aesthetic out here. And then also from my background, where I've kind of come from, what I draw influences from, and then other people in the business. So there's a little bit of England, there's a little bit of, you know, sort of we borrowed from there, we borrowed from Italy, and we borrowed from Australia, not so much in a clothing sense, because we don't have like a very rich history in clothing in Australia. We do in wool production, but not outside of that, but more in that kind of lifestyle sense here and the freshness of color. So that's all really important in that development. But then other sources, I mean, I look at movies, like all the films that I grew up watching, from kind of really super tacky films.
Sure.
Like, you know, did The Last Tailoring, heavily influenced by American Gigolo, because it's like, you know, one of my favorite films, and I absolutely love it, and I love Ellie Armani and all that stuff. But instead of going, cool, let's copy that code, it's like, cool, what's the essence of that film? How does that feel? How do we Gattaca that, you know? And Gattaca's another one. How do we modernize that and make that work for our guy? And then like we're looking at like,
want to hear the rest? Join us over on Patreon. You'll hear this episode and tons more exclusive pods, from the return of Sid Mashburn, The Sartorialist, Michael Hill of Drakes, and more. You'll also get access to our private members-only Slack group, where we chat about menswear and a bit of everything. So visit patreon.com/blammo, and we'll see you there.